This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Apple is resuming talks with OpenAI to build a chatbot for the iPhone. Some Apple users say they've been mysteriously locked out of their accounts. And OpenAI's Sam Altman and other tech leaders will join the Federal AI Safety Board. It's Monday, April 29th, and this is Engadget News. Apple has resumed conversations with OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT, to power some artificial intelligence features coming to iOS 18. That's according to a new report in Bloomberg. Apple is also building its own large language models to power some iOS 18 features, but its talks with OpenAI are centered around a chatbot/search component, according to Bloomberg reporter Mark Gurman. Apple is also reportedly in talks with Google to license Gemini, Google's own AI-powered chatbot for iOS 18. Bloomberg reports that those talks are still on and things could still go either way because Apple has not made a final decision on which company's technology to use. It's conceivable, Gurman says, that Apple could ultimately end up licensing AI tech from both companies or none of them. So far, Apple has been notably quiet about its AI efforts, even as the rest of Silicon Valley has descended into an AI arms race. But it has dropped enough hints to indicate that it's cooking up something. When the company announced its earnings in February, CEO Tim Cook said that Apple is continuing to work and invest in artificial intelligence and is excited to share the details of our ongoing work in that space later this year. It claimed that the brand new M3 MacBook Air that it launched last month was the world's best consumer laptop for AI, and will reportedly start releasing AI-centric laptops and desktops later this year. And last week, Apple also released a handful of open-source large language models that are designed to run locally on devices rather than in the cloud. It's still unclear what Apple's AI features in iPhones and other devices will look like. Generative AI is still notoriously unreliable and prone to making up answers. Recent AI-powered gadgets like the Humane AI Pen released to disastrous reviews, while others like the Rabbit R1 have yet to prove themselves valuable. And speaking of Apple, something is up with Apple ID over the weekend. As reported by 9to5 Mac, Apple users started complaining online that they'd been logged out of their Apple IDs on all of their devices without explanation. Upon trying to log back in, some say they were locked out of their accounts despite entering the correct details and then had to reset their passwords. Engadget has reached out to Apple for more info. Apple has not said anything publicly about what's going on, and its system status page makes no mention of problems with Apple ID or other systems in the last 24 to 48 hours. In a Mastodon post spotted by The Verge, one person said Apple support told them only that sometimes random security improvements are added to your account. It's unclear how many users have been affected, though people have piled onto social media threads about the issue to say they've experienced it too. According to 9to5 Mac, some of the publication's own team have run into the problem. While the issue seemed to have heightened Friday night, there have been sporadic reports of similar problems in the recent past. Software developer Michael Tsai published a blog post about the latest incident and referenced a time just last fall when the same thing happened.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman, Microsoft Chief Satya Nadella, and Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai are joining the government's Artificial Intelligence Safety and Security Board. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. They're also joined by NVIDIA's Jensen Huang, Northrop Grumman's Kathy Warden, and Delta's Ed Bastian, along with other leaders in the tech and AI industry. The AI board will be working with and advising the Department of Homeland Security on how it can safely deploy AI within the country's critical infrastructure. They're also tasked with conjuring recommendations for power grid operators, transportation service providers, and manufacturing plants on how they can protect their systems against potential threats that could be brought about by advances in the technology. The Biden administration ordered the creation of an AI safety board last year as part of a sweeping executive order that focuses on regulating AI development. In the Homeland Security's website, it said the board includes AI experts from the private sector and government that advise the secretary and the critical infrastructure community. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told the journal that the use of AI in critical infrastructure can greatly improve services. It can, for instance, speed up illness diagnoses or quickly detect anomalies in power plants, but they carry a significant risk, which the agency is hoping to minimize with the help of this board. Now, that said, one cannot help but question if these AI tech leaders can provide guidance that aren't meant to primarily serve themselves and their companies. Their work centers around advancing AI technologies and promoting their use, after all, while the board is meant to ensure that critical infrastructure systems are using AI responsibly. Mayorkas seems to be confident that they'll do their jobs properly, though, telling the journal that the tech leaders understand the mission of this board and that it's not a mission that is about business development. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Pranav Dixit, weekend editor Cheyenne McDonald, and contributor Mariella Moon, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll return tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.